Looks like somebody prayed. WJTL Crowder with an appropriate tune for today. Somebody prayed. Happy see you at the poll day. Good morning to you. It's 7:19.
Congratulations once again to our first winning Wednesday winner of the day, Donna Fleming from Marietta. She won four spots on our guest list to next Friday's Live from the Junction Center event with Natalie Lane and dinner courtesy of Psy Catering in Lititz. Donna, congratulations. Can't wait to see you here. Also, opportunities to win all day long. Weather-wise today, clouds and showers. A breezy one with a high 70 degrees. Tonight, clouds, chance of showers and thunderstorms, low 67. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 80 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, foggy, 62 degrees in Harrisburg, 61.
Our very special guest from Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancaster County, our friend Kathleen Walters here. Good morning again, Kathleen.
Good morning.
We love having you here. You always bring a bright smile. Thank you for coming.
Of course. I love being here.
Tell us all about Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yes. Well, Child Evangelism Fellowship has numerous programs. I like to feature our Good News Club, which is our after-school Bible-based program held in the public schools, where we offer a Bible lesson, a memory verse, songs, missionary story games, a snack, of course, and small group mentoring with a 1-to-6 ratio, so we really get to know the children. And all of our programs, our Good News Club, our JYC for middle schoolers, our 5-day club, and our VBS programs in the summer are free. Everything is free because we have church partners that help take care of those costs for us.
Yeah. Any great stories that come to mind to let people know what's happening with CEF?
Yeah. So we have children who return to Good News Club every year. And one little boy had been coming since kindergarten, but he really struggled to believe in Jesus. So last year, he finally chose to believe. But the leaders were wondering if he was only coming to the club because his parents made him come. You know, he's getting older. Well, this year he aged out of Good News Club, but he asked if he could return as a helper.
Wow.
And just this summer, he told us how excited he is to be able to come back to the club. And we see that a lot. Children that come up through the clubs want to come back and then volunteer in the club. I also noticed I've been running my club for 17 years.
Wow. Yeah,
I started when I was 5.
yes.
But, yeah, but those children, in the past 17 years, this last club, I saw how hungry they are for the Word of God. And I mean the literal Word of God. They were asking for Bibles.
Wow.
A lot of children do not have Bibles, and we will provide them free of charge to the kids if they want them. But when they asked for them and I'd bring them, they not only took it, they immediately sat down, opened it, and started reading God's Word.
That's awesome.
It was just so beautiful to watch.
Love that. And we've been celebrating 40 years this year, and it's been fun for us to look back over the years and see the ministry that God has done through WJTL. You guys are celebrating 80 years, and you're going to be doing it at a banquet. I just can't imagine all the ministry that has taken place through CEF Lancaster over those 80 years.
It has been so incredible to talk to people from the past. I mean, I am talking to 90-year-olds, 80-year-olds that are telling me, I was saved at Camp Good News in Quarryville.
That's crazy.
It is. It's
yeah.
So neat. And now even the great-grandson of one of our founders hosted a 5-day club this summer.
Wow.
So it goes on and on and on. And the ripple effect, too, of these children sharing the gospel with others. I mean, Lancaster County is so blessed by so much ministry here.
So true.
And our banquet is going to be on Thursday, October 17th at 6:30. This is our biggest fun gathering event, so we would love to have you there. It is totally free to attend, so you can freely give to the ministry.
Awesome.
And we will be having Pastor Bob Reed, Pastor Emeritus of Calvary Monument Bible Church, is speaking. He's a wonderful, passionate man for CEF. And his wife actually served on our board and is on our banquet committee as well. And the banquet's going to be at the Palm Court, the Doubletree Resort in Lancaster. We're going to have great food. There's a music string quartet from Calvary Church that's going to be playing. We have a wonderful video. So the concept of the banquet, from acorns to oaks in 80 years.
I love that.
Our children are our little tiny acorns where the gospel is planted in their hearts. And then the Holy Spirit nourishes those children to grow into mighty oaks of righteousness, that they become the future leaders in our Christian community. And we have a verse, Isaiah 61:3, that says that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And I love that all glory is given into the Lord. So we're going to look at our past through a video. We're going to interview some children at our banquet. You'll get to hear what's going on currently. And then we're going to cast a vision for the future as to where CEF is headed.
Well, CEF Lancaster's 80th anniversary banquet, October 17th, 6:30, Doubletree Resort, the Palm Court, what I still call Willow Valley. And many of us do,
so
I
do
think.
I.
Yeah. If folks were to come, it's free, but do they need to get reservations ahead of time?
They absolutely need to register at ceflancaster.org, and you get to choose your table, so you can look at the seating chart, pick where you want to sit, but you need to make sure you save a seat. It is filling up quickly this year because I think so many people want to see what's going on.
Celebrating 80 years, CEF Lancaster, October 17th. It's happening at the Doubletree Resort. Check it out online. It's free, but you do need to make reservations. ceflancaster.org. Kathleen, thank you for coming today. We love having you here.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
Back to the music we go. Here's Colton Dixon. This is Build a Boat, WJTL. Good morning.